they need to send back the concept to the citizens. We're in a multi-party democracy, and we are supposed to be in a participatory democracy. These guys, they don't need to break their heads. They got that expertise. They got the Ghanaians and the Fukares of MCOS. Brother, I don't believe that is the end of the road. They should just take back the subject to the stakeholders.
Now, do you think they can take that route, taking into account that ZANU-PF is actually hyping this indigenization agenda?
This is the problem. Duao is taking up a populist position that it's going to be indigenization or nothing. And then he's fighting against Chinamasa. Chinamasa was talking about foreign direct investment. And today, yesterday, Chihuahua was saying that Ace Mulumumba's mid-send and airport, we don't need foreign direct investment to come and do anything for us. I mean, these guys, I'm afraid, they've run out of debt. So if they remain in their populist stance, there is no company that can generate sufficient internal capital. The demand is very low. You know, the borrowing is very expensive. So the only other way is to have a relationship with international strategic partners. And this is where industry and commerce comes in. Just like in South Africa, you know, Suma consulted industry and it took the right decision.